Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life can feel overwhelming sometimes, can't it? The weight of responsibilities, uncertainties, and struggles can be exhausting. But what if I told you that you don't have to carry it all on your own? Today, we're diving into a powerful truth from Scripture. God invites us to cast all our cares on Him because He truly cares for us. Through a real-life story, biblical encouragement, and practical steps, this devotional will help you let go of the burdens weighing you down and embrace the peace that only God can give. So take a deep breath and let's journey together into His rest. The topic is, cast your cares on Him. And our Bible text is from Psalm 55, verse 22.
Psalm chapter 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
Hello, I hope you're doing well, and if you're not, I pray that by the end of this message, you'll feel a little lighter, a little more hopeful, and a lot more assured that God is carrying you through whatever you're facing. Let me start with this. I once read a story about a man named Horatio Spafford. He was a successful lawyer in Chicago in the 1800s, but in 1871, tragedy struck. He lost his young son to illness, and soon after, the Great Chicago Fire wiped out most of his investments. Still, he held on to his faith. 2 years later, he sent his wife and four daughters on a ship to England while he stayed back to handle business. But the unthinkable happened, the ship sank. Only his wife survived. She sent him a telegram with just two words, "Saved alone." Imagine that kind of pain. Have you ever felt like life just kept throwing one storm after another at you? That the weight of your burdens was too much to carry? Horatio, in his grief, got on a ship to reunite with his wife, and as he sailed over the very spot where his daughters had drowned, he penned words that would become one of the most powerful hymns ever written. "It is well with my soul." How could he say that? How could he find peace in such a storm? Because he knew the truth of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." We all carry burdens, fear, financial struggles, health issues, broken relationships. But God never designed us to carry them alone. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus invites us saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Notice he doesn't say, "Figure it out first." He doesn't say, "Handle it alone." He simply says, "Come." But let's be honest. Sometimes we do come to Him, but we pick our burdens right back up again, don't we? We pray about our worries, but then keep stressing over them. Have you ever found yourself doing that? The truth is, casting your cares on God isn't just a one-time action. It's a daily choice. It's saying, "Lord, I give this to You, and I trust You with the outcome." Think about how a child trusts their parent. When they're scared, they run into their father's arms, confident that He will protect them. They don't sit there questioning His strength or analyzing His ability to handle the problem. They simply rest in His care. That's the kind of trust God invites us into. Psalm 55, verse 22 reminds us, "Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Let that sink in. He will sustain you. He won't let you be overcome by the weight of your worries. But casting your cares on God doesn't mean life will be free of difficulties. It means that when challenges come, you won't face them alone. His peace will guard your heart, even in the storm. Today, I want you to reflect on these things. What is weighing on your heart right now? What burden have you been carrying that you need to release to God? Take a moment, breathe in, breathe out. Can you trust Him enough to lay it down at His feet? Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 reminds us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." As you go today, remember this, you don't have to carry everything alone. God is strong enough to handle your worries. His arms are open, His shoulders are big enough, and He cares about you. So today, whenever stress creeps in, whisper this prayer, "Lord, I cast this care on you. I trust you with it. Give me your peace," and believe deep in your heart that He's got you. Go in peace, and may your soul say, "It is well." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unfailing love and for the assurance that we don't have to carry our burdens alone. Today, we choose to cast our cares on you, trusting that you are more than able to handle every worry, every fear, and every struggle we face. Fill our hearts with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Teach us to rely on you daily and to surrender completely to your perfect will. Lord, for anyone listening right now who feels overwhelmed, remind them that you are near. Strengthen them, comfort them, and give them rest. We place our trust in you, knowing that you are our refuge and our ever-present help in times of trouble. Bless us today and let your favor find us out in every area of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. And for the evening, Mark chapter 12 verse 1 to 27. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.